This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Michael intensified early Wednesday afternoon as it made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida, hours after the storm strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane and threatened to be the strongest storm to strike the region in recorded history. AP correspondent John Moon reports that dangerous high winds are hitting Panama City, Florida.
There is a billboard above a Waffle House here. You can barely see beyond a football field ahead of you. The trees are blowing sideways. The rain is sideways, and there's debris, bits of awning in the overhang from this hotel flying around. I've taken shelter inside because it's simply unsafe to be out there reporting.
Forecasters said a life-threatening storm surge pounded the Florida Panhandle area Wednesday morning, with the worst storm surge expected later in the day. The hurricane will continue to spread inland after Wednesday and Thursday across the panhandle, southeastern Alabama, and southwestern Georgia. Protection of human rights in China has been on a downgrade trajectory by virtually every measure since President Xi Jinping assumed power in 2012. That's according to a congressional study concluded Wednesday. This report was filed in part by U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
First, embed human rights throughout our bilateral relations. Second, prioritize reciprocity in every area of our bilateral relationship, including diplomacy, trade, investment, media, and cultural and academic exchanges. It's very simple. We should be treating them and their companies, their government, their products, their services, the same way they treat us. Third, holding Chinese officials accountable for abuses through sanctions and visa denials and the like. Fourth, promoting internet freedom and counter foreign disinformation here and abroad. And fifth, revamp export controls to ensure that American technology is not being used to commit or facilitate gross rights violations.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, this is VOA News.